Ever try to hail a cab in Metro Vancouver? Good luck. I was coming out of a restaurant. I've only lived here now for 4 months, but I'm coming out of a restaurant in December. And the boys who I was with, they're going to the hockey game. It was a school night. I was going home. They're rocking out of the Rogers Arena. I said, okay, see you later. And they said, where are you going? I said, well, I'm just going to, you know, grab a cab here at the corner of Burrard and Alberni. And they're just killing themselves laughing. Oh, yeah, like you're going to get a cab. And over the Christmas holidays, the general managers of all the big hotels in British Columbia, in Vancouver, were saying there were not enough cabs, and tourists were complaining, and you could not get a cab. And I know Jack was telling me he last year for New Year's tried to book a cab, and he did it a week in advance, never even showed up. And there's stories in the newspaper all the time about, you know, try to get a cab. They don't show up. So yesterday, Uber and the taxi industry had a big meeting in front of all of the parties from the BC legislature to talk about getting Uber here in town. Now, mad Mothers Against Drunk Driving, they wanted Uber in place for December. But of course, in the Canadian tradition of studying things to death, it's just taking forever to get Uber here. I've done my homework on this presentation yesterday, and I got to tell you, the BC Association of Taxis, the Vancouver Taxi Association, at this meeting yesterday, just went down in flames. They just looked really bad. David Clement has joined us before, good friend of the show. He's the North American Affairs Manager at Consumer Choice Center. Hey, David, welcome back to Roundhouse Radio.
Thank you very much for having me back on the show.
You know, yesterday the Vancouver Taxi Association, also the BC Taxi Association, said, well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to come up with one app, and that means it'll take a lot less time for you to get a cab. And if Uber comes here, you know, the world's going to fall apart. I thought their, nice try, but I thought their presentation just went down in flames. Every time you read about Vancouver, yet another list comes out. We're number one. Well, we're not number one when it comes to getting a taxi. We need Uber. Your thoughts on yesterday's presentation?
I mean, I will say, I do think it's funny to see the industry, the taxi industry, replicate its failed efforts from what they did in cities like Toronto. I mean, the consumer demand for Uber is there, like you said, about world-class cities. Vancouver is a world-class city. You travel to any other world-class cities, and one of the kind of hallmarks of those cities is accessible ride sharing, whether that be Uber, Lyft, et cetera. Mm-hmm. It's good to hear that others have the same opinion that we do in terms of access to ride sharing as being important for consumers. It's also important for safety. And I think that's a huge conversation that needs to be emphasized, is that ride sharing, and this is part of the reason why MAD wanted ride sharing for December, is that in cities that have ride-sharing services like Uber and Lyft, we actually see a pretty significant decrease in impaired driving and other aspects surrounding people driving when they shouldn't.
Yeah, you know, what I thought was kind of crazy and interesting was, of all the questions which could have been raised and asked of Uber, one NDP MLA said, well, there was an Edmonton man who was charged $1,000 on New Year's Eve for a ride back in 2016. I mean, really? Are those the questions you really want to ask? And if the taxi industry was so aggressive to compete and to improve in Vancouver, why would they only now suggest one common app for all the companies in the city of Vancouver? I think it was just a little too much, a little too late.
Exactly. And I think what's happened is we've had this protected industry operate, for the most part, with very limited or no competition for so long. And so they've institutionalized that mentality that they don't need to be consumer friendly. They don't need to be accessible. They don't need to appeal to what consumers want. And that's why kind of disruptive technology like ride sharing is so important, because Uber, Lyft, et cetera, come in and fill that void. And then all of a sudden consumers are, they're happier. There's certain parts of the city that are now more accessible, getting around, whether you're a tourist or just somebody who's enjoying Vancouver, is a lot easier. And so I think the taxi industry is suffering in the sense that it's suffering from a bit of its own strategy over the past few decades, where it isolated itself for the purposes of limiting competition and keeping other modes of transportation kind of at arm's length or out of the city.
Yeah. Regardless of the city, the one argument you always hear from the taxi industry is about insurance liability. And the taxi associations, not just here in Vancouver, but everywhere across Canada, always say, well, these Uber drivers aren't insured enough. What's your take on that?
I don't really buy it, mostly because it's just when they say that, they're mostly talking about a technicality. So they're talking about, oh, well, they're not commercially licensed. In the sense that the individual isn't commercially licensed. And for me, that's just a technical problem that can be easily solved by having drivers disclose to their insurance companies that they drive for Uber, which they should. And then that's a conversation between the people who drive for Uber and their personal insurance companies. And then on top of that, you add on Uber's insurance, which is a fee taken out of each ride that applies to any other circumstances that may happen. And so what you see is you actually see that that consumers or riders are just as insured or just as safe in terms of insurance in a ride-sharing car as they would be in a traditional taxi.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's how I see it. We're going to get Uber eventually. And in the best tradition of Canadian politics, we're going to have a royal commission and study this thing to death. I mean, just flick the switch. Let's just do it now. I don't see the delay, the need for the delay.
Yeah, you know what? I don't see the need for the delay either. Traditionally speaking, in most cities, the taxi companies and taxi unions are very well connected. So some of the delay could be a result of them kind of leveraging their political clout. That being said, the best option here is, like you said, flip the switch. We already have the model that works. We see it work in other major Canadian cities like Toronto. There's no need to drag our feet. It's something that people want. It's something that the downtown core in Vancouver needs. Anybody who's tried to get around, like you said, knows that ride sharing is going to be more than welcome.
Yeah.
We from the Consumer Choice Center's perspective, we'd love to see them just flip the switch. Do as other Toronto or other Canadian cities have done in terms of that quick transition over to legalizing ride sharing, yeah, and essentially give consumers what they want,
which
is faster, safer, and more efficient travel around the city.
Listen, you know what? It's disruptive. Who would have ever thought that the largest cab company in the world would not even own one cab? And that's Uber, and you know, and it's about time. And especially if you've been standing there in the street corner in the pouring rain like me, turning into a skeleton, wondering if a cab will ever come by to get home. So we need Uber. Hey, listen, David, thanks for being back on the show. Appreciate it. Great to have you on.
Thank you very much for having me.